Elders in Islam, brethren in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Having reminded ourselves about the significance and the importance and the tremendous reward that is promised for assemblies like this, for gatherings, for commemoration. And secondly, having understood that the possible justification for these tremendous rewards is that during the process of participation, we try to identify those supreme godly virtues and values, and then we try to imbibe them and integrate them in our lives, and thereby preparing the ground to qualify us then to receive God's special grace and God's continuous reward, in fact, to a limit where there is no possibility to comprehend the enormity and the profundity of the reward. We suggested that one of those virtues that manifests itself, that displays itself, was the virtue of Tawbah. I would like to expand on that same virtue further tonight. There's an interesting historical fact mentioned in about Imam's biography, and that is that he performed Hajj multiple times. In fact, some traditions say he performed it 25 times. Inna al-Husayn ibn Ali hajja khamsan wa 20 marratan mashiyan. He performed Hajj on foot 25 times. Allow me to expand on this process of Hajj and the effect that it can potentially have, with its full results manifesting itself in Karbala. And then I would quote a specific example. One of the heroes in Karbala is Zuhair bin Qain, about whom we wish to discuss a little more in detail later on. Zuhair also came back from Hajj. He was originally from Kufa, and he was traveling almost parallel with the caravan of Imam Hussein, and later on joins him. But before I expand on the concept of Hajj and its relationship to the event of Karbala, allow me to remind ourselves of the connection that's mentioned in the Quran. The concept of Hajj is discussed in the Quran in various surahs, in Surah Baqarah chapter 2, in Surah Ali Imran chapter 3, in Surah Ma'idah chapter 5, and in Surah Al-Hajj, of course, chapter 22. The most extensive discussion, of course, is in Surah Baqarah and in Surah Al-Hajj. The interesting fact is, right connected to the concept of Hajj is the discussion on jihad. In Surah Baqarah, around ayah number 190 something, is the discussion on jihad. And then toward the end of that discussion, the discussion of Hajj begins. In Surah Hajj, beginning from ayah number 25 onwards till ayah number 37, the discussion is about Hajj. Ayah number 38 onwards is the discussion on jihad. Interesting. We need to explore the role Hajj can play in enabling the pilgrim at the end of the whole process of Hajj to become so dedicated and devoted to God that then he is ready and willing to sacrifice.